Hi, Daddy. Can you see me okay? Is the video working? Okay, good. So, you're probably wondering where I've been for the past few days, why I left you that note. I know it was sudden, but it had to happen. My new daddy said it had to happen. Yes, Daddy, that's right. I have a new daddy. I mean, you'll always be my daddy, obviously, but I have a new one too. I just couldn't take it anymore, Daddy. I'm over 20 years old now. I've tried so hard to get you to see me as a real woman, but you just never could. And I couldn't take it anymore. Oh, hi, sir. Yeah, I'm talking to my daddy on the webcam. Oh, sir. I'm sorry, I should have remembered. Should I hang up on my daddy? Yes, sir, I'll keep him on the line. Don't close the screen, Daddy. There's a lot of things I need to tell you, and a lot of things you need to hear. You see, Daddy, my new daddy says that when he gets home, I should already be on my knees for him. So I'm getting down on my knees for him. And first things my new daddy wants when he gets home is for his little baby coxlet to help release some of his pent-up tension. Sir, would you like me to help release some of your pent-up tension with my sweet little mouth? Of course, sir. Shh, Daddy, don't talk. Just watch and listen. What's wrong, Daddy? You don't like seeing me take another man's cock in my mouth? Seeing your daughter's pretty little lips and pretty little tongue kiss and lick and worship another man's balls? Another man's shaft? Slurp the pre-cum from his leaking, throbbing cockhead? You know, Daddy, it could have been yours. This could have been your cock I was sucking. Why do you sound so surprised, Daddy? How many times did you come home after drinking with the guys? Only to find me laying on the couch in my shirt and panties, pretending to sleep. You know, I could hear you breathing as you stood over me, knowing how tempted you were by my body. Hearing the sound of your fingers grazing that bulge in your jeans. Stroking yourself through the material. I'd always wonder if you were ever gonna make a move. One time, I pretended to shift in my sleep till my legs were all splayed out. I felt you come closer. I heard you unzip your jeans. Heard you kneel down until I could feel your hot breath against the soft material of my panties. Hear your breathing speed up as you jerk your cock to the scent of my pussy. Faster and faster and faster until you shot a fat load of hot steaming cum all over the floor. I heard you clean it up as best as you could, but later I could still see the outline of the stain you left right between my legs. And I wished you had dumped all that cum inside me instead. Do you wish you had taken advantage of me that night, Daddy? Maybe you had a little too much to drink. Maybe you felt the burning need to bury your cock into a sopping wet cunt, even if it was your daughter's sopping wet cunt. Would you have pinned my wrists above my head while you got on top of me? Ripped my panties off and shoved your cock deep inside me in a single thrust? I would have resisted you, Daddy, but not too hard. Told you, no, stop, this isn't right, while my helpless pussy gushed and quivered around your angry thrusting cock. And when I felt that nothing I could do or say would stop you, when I felt that my daddy wanted me more than anything else in the world, I'd stop resisting and let the waves of pleasure overwhelm and wash over me again and again and again. You'd whisper in my ear that you were sick of what a teasing little slut I was, and that from now on you'd be fucking me rough and hard as punishment. And I'd say, yes, Daddy, I'm such a bad girl for being a teasing little slut. I want my daddy to fuck me rough and hard, to shoot his fat sticky load inside me every day as punishment. You're breathing hard into the mic, Daddy, aren't you? Are you turned on hearing this? It's okay, Daddy. Why don't you take out your cock and jerk it? Yes, just like that, Daddy. Why don't you think about how you could have had me as your obedient fuck doll while I please my new daddy's cock? Sir? Oh, of course, sir. Hold on a sec, Daddy. My new daddy says he wants to fuck my pussy now. So I'm bending over the table so that he can fuck me from behind. Here, I'll move the camera so you can still see me. Do you like this angle, Daddy? You can see every bit of pain and pleasure on my face as my new daddy's cock splits apart my gushing pussy lips and enters me completely. Oh, you see, Daddy? My new daddy never hesitates to take me whenever he wants. He never hesitates to put me in my place and teach me where I belong. On my knees, with my mouth open, or on my back with my legs spread, or like now, bent over the table, submissively waiting to be taken like a little sopping bitch in heat. Yes, sir, I'm ready for you. My legs are spread and my cunt is always wet and ready for you. Oh, fuck, sir. I'm so wet that you just slid right in. Sir, yeah. Telling my daddy what a submissive slut I am to you got me so fucking wet. Oh, Daddy. When I first presented my naked body to my new daddy, he told me he already knew that I was a stupid little slut whose purpose is to serve men's cocks. That's how I knew he would be different from you. That's how I knew he was the daddy I needed. I told him I would do anything he wanted if I could be his special little fuck doll, his private little cock slave, personal little cum dump. But he said I needed to prove my dedication to him first. He said that I needed to prove how much of a depraved fuck slut for him I could be. First, I didn't understand what he wanted. But then I realized that if he was going to be my new daddy, I needed to prove that I didn't need you anymore. So I thought about it for a while and came up with an idea. An idea to prove that I chose him over you. So this is what I did. I looked through your phone, Daddy. I found the phone numbers of all your drinking buddies. All those guys you've hung out with for years. And I started sending each of them naked pictures of my body. Pictures of my tits. Pictures of my pussy. Pictures of my ass. Bent over, spreading open my cheeks. At first, they thought I was trolling or that my phone had been hacked or something. But not a single one of them told me to stop. I started texting them how horny they made me. Telling them how every time they came to the house to drop off your drunk ass, how I wished they would stumble into my room late at night and have their way with me while you were passed out. I'd message them videos of me coming on my fingers and tell them I was thinking of their hard cocks penetrating me. It was so hot, Daddy. And one night, I messaged each of them, telling them I was going to be alone in a hotel room just a bit out of town all weekend. Daddy, it really didn't take much to convince them. Of course, they were a little surprised to see each other there. I guess they didn't realize I'd been sexting with all of them separately. It was a little awkward at first, realizing they were all there to fuck your daughter. I mean, all your friends were there, Daddy. Even the married ones. They're a little suspicious at first, but I got their attention by taking off my shirt and getting on my knees. Oh, they warmed up very quick, Daddy. It wasn't long before they surrounded me with their cocks out, and I was working my way, sucking all of them off. So many cocks at once, Daddy. All of Daddy's friends sharing their cocks with his baby girl. Slurping and sucking, slapping my face with their thick meaty slabs. Making such a dirty mess of my pretty face. Do you think they thought about you at all, Daddy? Thought about how wrong it was to be defiling their friend's own daughter? Or were they too busy sitting their lust between my soft, luscious lips? All these men who used to call me sweetie when you were around, now they all growled at me to choke on their cocks and drink down their hot cum like a good little whore. I don't remember who was the first to take me. I just remember being dragged by my hair to the bed, my panties ripped off, my ass positioned in the air, my legs forced open. A man got behind me, pointed his cock at my sopping pussy hole, and thrust inside me. It was so painful, Daddy. I told him that it hurt, but all he said was good and started to fuck me hard. He said it felt so fucking good to be inside me, and that he'd waited so long for this chance to use me as he pleased. It must have really felt fucking good, Daddy, because he didn't last too long. And I felt him shoot the first creamy load deep inside my cunt. After that, someone else flipped me on my back and dragged my head to the side of the bed so he could face fuck me. gripping the sides of my head so he could use my throat like a fleshlight. His big ball sack slapping against my face with every thrust. Another guy got between my legs and started fucking my cum-drenched pussy. He raised my ankles to his face so he could kiss and lick and slobber my toes while he plowed into me. Then the guy throat fucking me came. Two more guys came up next to me. They were the oldest and the ugliest ones there. They made me reach under to massage their balls with my hands while they took turns making me suck their cock. They talked about how if they had known I was such a dirty slut, they would have given me a proper fucking years ago. They would tell me to open my mouth and they would spit inside and laugh. Their spit tasted like old cigarettes and their nasty cum tasted even worse, but I gulped it all down like a good girl. I could barely think anymore, Daddy. I just let all the pleasure and pain course through my body. It felt so good to be used like a mindless fuck puppet. Somebody went out and got some beer, and they all drank and laughed and watched each other take turns, using me however they pleased. One man would shoot a load inside my pussy, while another came on my face, and others would just shoot all over my tits until I was just drenched in their semen. Your friends treated me like a dirty cum rag, and it was so fucking hot. I just came over and over and over. I was drunk on their cum. I begged for more and more, seeing the ecstasy on their faces as they emptied inside me, feeling their hard cocks throb, pulse, and then flood my holes with sperm. The emptiness as they pulled out, only to be replaced with another cock that needed milking. You know who had the biggest cock out of all of them, Daddy? I bet you could guess. Your best friend, of course. When everyone else seemed to be done with me, he took his turn. He told me how impressed by what a nasty little slut I was. He said he loved watching everyone use me and pass me around till every one of my holes was leaking with cum. He said it made him so fucking hard. Oh my God, Daddy. His cock was so big. So much bigger than everyone else's. Even though my pussy was all stretched out and puffy after being abused by so many other men. When he entered me, I felt even more filled than ever before. He fucked my pussy like he owned me, using the cum already inside me as his lube. Everyone else was transfixed and watched. The sound of his huge cock plunging into my wet, sloppy, overflowing cunt echoed around the room as I cried again and again with pleasure. Even though I had already come so much that night, when he was inside me, I felt like I was in a constant state of orgasm. With every thrust of his cock deeper and deeper into my sperm-drenched buckhole, my mind broke down further and further until my eyes rolled into the back of my head and the only words I could utter were, "Fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me, Daddy." Do you get it now, Daddy? Do you understand who owns me now? Do you understand who's behind me right now? Plowing your daughter's cock, greedy cunt, when you jack off by yourself? Watching my face twist in pain and pleasure with every thrust? Do you understand who my new daddy is, Daddy? Say hi. Should I tell him how I made you come that night, sir? I know that's your favorite part of the story. We can even reenact it for my daddy. You see, Daddy, after he fucked me in every position, he laid me on my back and put his hand around my throat like this. And he told me that breathing was for good girls who make their daddy come. I giggled at first, but it was clear he wasn't joking. I started to panic and raise my arms, but two men came on either side of me to pin down my wrists, and two more to hold my legs open until I couldn't move at all. And he told me again, as his angry cock was thrusting into my writhing body, that breathing was for good girls who make their daddy come. Daddy, I wanted to be a good girl and make my daddy come. Will you come for me, Daddy? Will you come thinking about how all your friends gang-fucked me, used and abused me for their pleasure, passed me around like a cheap whore? Will you come thinking about how all your friends have spent a night dumping their spunk inside me? Does it make you jealous, knowing they've spread open and stretched out your daughter's sopping fuck holes with their fat cocks while she begged to be fucked harder and harder? Does it make you jealous that they thrusted and grunted and spilled their thick creamy jizz deep inside me and you haven't? Does it make you jealous, or does it just make your cock even harder? I think it does, Daddy. That's why your cock is so hard right now. Watching the man you thought was your best friend bend me over and fuck me, pull my hair, choking me, training your daughter to milk his cock with her sopping pussy, while you sit alone, milking your cock with your hand. Did you hear that, Daddy? He said you raised such a good daughter. Obedient, submissive, easily trained to do any and every nasty thing he says. Do you wish you were him, Daddy? Do you wish you were the one fucking me right now? Maybe you will after I tell you one last secret, Daddy. He made me stop taking my birth control. That means when he spurts his cum in my womb, I'll be ovulating and ready to be bred. Do you like that, Daddy? You'll be coming in your hand while watching your daughter get impregnated by another man. You're shaking your head, Daddy, but your hand is still jacking you off faster. I bet you can't wait to see my belly swell with his baby. See my tits get filled with milk. If you behave, Daddy, one night maybe he'll even let you have a turn. After him, of course. Would you like that, Daddy? Take a turn fucking my sloppy pussy like all your friends did? Finally taking me like you've always wanted? Feeling his cream around your cock as you fuck me, the same spunk that impregnated me, till you splurge your own load inside me. Daddy, Daddy, it's time. I'm a good girl who makes her daddy come. And I want you to come so badly, Daddy. It's time to make you come, Daddy. I want to make you come at the same time as him, Daddy. I want you to come into your hand while he shoots his load into my unprotected womb. Oh, God, Daddy, he's so close. His cock is throbbing and swelling, and it's reaching so deep. He's thrusting so hard. He's splitting me apart. It's too much. Oh, it's too much. I'm gonna come. Come into your hand, Daddy. Come into your hand now. Come into your hand while I get impregnated. Yes, Daddy, yes. I see it. Oh, God, Daddy, he's coming too. Oh, he's coming inside me. Oh, coming so much inside me. Oh, thick, creamy ropes of sperm inside my sloppy, fertile pussy. I'm being fucked, bred, and impregnated. Oh, my daddy watches. It's so sick. Oh, so nasty. So hot. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so much. It's overflowing my pussy. Fuck. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Oh, that was so good. Now you should get all cleaned up. I'll call you again in a few days, okay? Bye.